So, dear Wolf, what shall the fans expect from the entire live performance of such an iconic album like Passage?
Basically, you know, we play the album entirely from start to finish, the same way it is on the original album. Of course, I mean, those songs, they're like 26, 27 years old now. So it is the same, but there is more maturity, you know, and it is a live environment too. So it's not exactly a copy of the original.
Yeah.
But I think it's all good. It's a little bit rougher than the studio album. It's a bit heavier because actually we were tuned in C sharp and the original album was tuned in D. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fatter a little bit, the sound. I mean, you know, I don't know how to sell this, but if you like the original, well, just check it out and see if that is something for you.
And are you satisfied with the amazing new lineup of Samael?
Yes, we are. Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm glad you like it too. I mean, you know, it's been some fluctuancy with the time at some point. You know, we had a few lineup changes since Mas left the band, and then later on Mac also. But I think now we really have like a great lineup. You know, Drop actually joined the band as a bass player first, mm-hmm. but even though he's a guitar player, but you know, he wanted to help, so that was great for us. And then when we had that change that Mike wanted to leave the band, it was natural to ask Alex, you know, to join the band because he was playing with Drop on a Cybrid project, so they used to play together already. But at the time it was not possible, so we had an intermediate bass player, Zorak, for a year and a half or something, and then he wanted to leave because he wanted to live a different life, and luckily it was okay for Alex to join the band. So yeah, I'm more than happy about that.
Which is, in your opinion, the legacy of Passage for nowadays generations of bands and fans?
Well, that would be difficult to speak for others, but I could tell that for Samael, of course, it was a big turning point. You know, mm-hmm. that is the first album we did with a drum machine, and this is the formula we stick to for the last 20 more years. So it was a big change for us, and also, I think we were trying to find something different. You know, we with Ceremony of Opposite, we actually achieved what we wanted to do. We knew we had something in mind, and it was very close to what we had in mind. So there was no need to do this again, and we were trying to find a way out from this, and that's why we call the album Passage. Really, you know, it was kind of the attempt for us to go over the border, the creative border that we had at the time.
What do you recall about the production and recording of the album back then and the subsequent response of the audience and press?
Well, my memory is still kind of fresh about that, even though it's a long time ago. Mm. We were pretty far off with the album. We were almost reaching the end of the creative process. And then Valdemar came to Switzerland because that was the first time we actually worked with a producer before going to the studio. And he did two albums with us before, so we knew each other pretty well, and Xi was confident working with him. So it was great because we could make some little changes here and there and make the song, you know, more interesting before going to the studio, because studio, you know, especially at the time, it was a real studio, was not a home studio. So we had every minutes it's counted, so you cannot really experiment. You will just record what you had in mind and go for it. Yeah. So that was good, and then I had kind of, you know, I was a bit in a weird place in my mind at the time. I wanted to go somewhere else, to do something else, and I went to India for a little bit more than a month or something. Originally, I wanted to stay longer, but you know, I had the feeling that I had enough at some point. And that was also when I came back. You know, I checked back the lyrics and make some changes here and there, changed some titles, and I think some of the influence is there as well, you know, especially for a song like Jupiter and Vibe, for example. I mean, music-wise also, there is some influence from,
percussion.
I'm not saying oriental music, but the tablas, the watery sound of the tablas is present, mixed with industrial sound too. And I like that song, actually.
Next year, it will mark the 30th anniversary of Ceremony of Opposites. Are you going to celebrate somehow?
We haven't really have a plan at the moment. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, beside a show that we will probably do, but it's not announced yet. It will be just like a one-shot thing, I guess.
Okay. And may I ask you if you are working in studio terms for Hegemony's follow-up album?
Of course we are. I mean, we've been on this for a long time, and we're moving forward with this. I hope we finish this before the summer, and I hope at least we can, you know, release a song next year, because I don't think the whole album will be possible, though I'm not sure, you know. It can go faster than we think, but usually this is always the opposite. It takes always longer than we think, so we'll see. But yeah, of course we're on it, and we're kind of far into the project now, so, you know, we kind of see things taking shape, and we kind of know where we're going.
Which are your best and worst memories of the late 80s, early 90s, as for the musical scene?
Well, I've never been really into the glam rock thing. So, but it didn't bother me. I was just not interested. I mean, it was something, you know, that totally passed above my head, or, you know, I didn't have anything to do with this. The grunge scene, what was it at that time? Yeah, kind of the early 90s. Yeah. I didn't mind. I mean, there were some bands that I really like, you know, Alice in Chains Rage Against the Machine, which was nothing to do with grunge, but which actually happened at that time. And and the industrial thing, I mean, we got acquainted with the music from Ministry at the end of the 80s, early 90s. And that was a big change for us, because we suddenly find that there was something in the industrial music that could be incorporated into what we wanted to do. And band like, you know, Godflesh or even Pitch Shifter at the time, we're an influence at the time. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, I think the good thing was, like, there was something happening, some fresh music coming on the table, and something to get inspired by.
What kind of music do you like to listen to outside the metal area?
Well, I listen to all kind of rock music, you know, doesn't really matter. I listen to a lot of classical music. I mean, classical as a generic term. More or less, I'm more into a more contemporary thing than you know, the baroque thing. But yeah, I mean, I can listen to anything, really. It depends on the mood. I mean, I don't have any restriction, you know. I remember back in the 90s as well, you know, there were other bands that we discovered at the time. Thing that, like Dead Can Dance, for example, that were maybe not an influence, but we were on music that really spoke to us in a certain way. And yeah, I mean, it goes left and right, really. I don't really have like a special genre of music that is, you know, the only thing I will listen to.
Which kind of studies and practice did you apply when it comes to your musical education?
You know what? When we start Samuel, I really pick up the guitar, and that was it.
Okay.
I knew three chords, which I've never used, because all of a sudden, you know, I had a friend that could play some SOD songs, and he showed me the power chord. And once I saw the power chord, I thought, well, you can do everything with that. There is no need for full chords. And there I went. And yeah, later on I took guitar lessons. But I think what I've learned, with teachers, I never really use with Samuel. It's just when I pick up a guitar, I will play those stuff. You know, I try to play something different, because I like to play for playing, not only for training. I mean, I've never been the kind of guy pick up the guitar and play it like 6 hours every day for a year or two, which is what you should do if you want to become a little bit of a virtuoso or a technical guitar player. And that was never my intention, really. You know, I was more into the punk thing, like, you know, let's go.
Do you have any connection, both musical and extra musical, with Italy?
What would be the connection? I mean, well, you mean with band or something?
Yeah, I mean, if you know any band.
We do with Lacuna Call at their early stage of their career.
Yeah.
We don't see them so often, but we're friends, and it's always cool to meet them. I mean, they're really nice guys. And but beside that, I remember a band called Eiffel Wrath, or was it something like this? It was a mix of death metal and jazz that I've heard like in the end of the 90s, which I really liked, but I don't know what happened to them. I mean, I haven't heard of them for a long time now. Maybe they don't exist anymore. I don't know. I should check it out, by the way. Yeah.
Are you inspired also by things like movies and books?
Of course, books, they're always an inspiration. I mean, you know, basically in the band, I'm actually writing the lyrics. This is my brother Xio is doing the music. So for me, it is essential, but not only because I have to, because I like it. You know, I like to confront my mind with greater mind than mine. And it is probably how you grow up as a person. I'm not really reading a lot of novels, though I just finished one today. So sometime I do. But reading for me is important. And for the music, I guess, yes, Xi is listening to a lot of music from movies. Yeah, more than classical music, actually. So-called classical.
So, yeah, because it's a quite generic term, because...
Totally. It doesn't mean... I mean, it's just like rock music. Yeah. I mean, everything could be rock, everything could be classical.
Yeah, of course. Mozart and Shostakovich are not the same thing.
We agree on that. Yeah, of course. But I would be more a Shostakovich.
I could imagine.
though, to me personally, and I think to Xi too, I think the Requiem for Mozart is probably one of the best piece of music that I've ever heard. Okay. This is one of the things I put, you know, on a top five of everything that have ever been created as musical piece. So even though I'm not really a Mozart fan, I think that one is something special. It's something different.
Which final message and greeting would you send out to the Italian fans of Samael?
Well, I hope to meet them.
Yeah.
You know, we got a chance to play Italy soon. We did in 2022, but not last year. And so far, we got just a few festivals for next summer, but I don't think there is Italy in it. So, I would love to play in Italy again, anywhere in Italy. I mean, usually I go to Italy for holidays because, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is the place, you know. I've been to Rome last year, and I didn't have the chance to go this year. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that was this year, but that was in January, so it was a long time ago. But this year, after that, I couldn't go again. But yeah, probably we will go. My girlfriend and I are big fan of Italy for everything, the food, the wine, the quality of life, the people. Yeah, love it.